Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's End of the Year Liberator overviews what we did in 2016. It's been an amazing year, lots of challenges, but we have accomplished quite a bit with your prayers and with your support. We want to overview some of these issues on religious freedom on Freedom's Call. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a time of year that we go back and look at the year in retrospect about what happened. Sometimes these things happen so fast and you're in the midst of them. And it's amazing when you look back over the year, all of the different things that we have been involved in, and we couldn't be involved in these cases or these issues without people who are listening, supporting, and praying for Liberty Counsel. One of the cases, Matt, which is still ongoing, in fact, we recently filed our brief at the Alabama Supreme Court, and it involves the Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, and he has had a complaint against him by the Southern Poverty Law Center to remove him. He's actually been suspended for life now from the bench, and we are challenging that unlawful suspension at the Alabama Supreme Court.
And in the context of that, he filed a motion for recusal of four of the Alabama Supreme Court justices in order that Chief Justice Moore might receive a fair hearing. In the appeal hearing to this case, justices that heard the case originally, the judges that heard the case, completely ignored the letter of the law that said it took a unanimous decision in order to remove Chief Justice Moore. So they found a way around that and violated their own law, in fact, to have him removed. But that it is under appeal, and you were successful with some of the recusal requirements.
That's right. And they actually broadcast on television in Alabama the picking of the new judges for this new panel. It's quite comical to actually watch.
Yeah.
Because they were literally pulling names out of a shoebox or a box.
A hat box, I think.
Hung over the top of someone's head.
I know.
It's a quite interesting visual. But it was, in fact, the way that we asked for it. We didn't ask for it to be done that way. We asked for it to be done publicly so that the media and the press could observe this, and that's what they did.
Well, a huge case, Matt, that in 2016 that made international news was the Kim Davis case, and Liberty Counsel successfully defended Kim Davis, a Rowan County clerk, against the ACLU when they tried to force her to violate her conscience to issue same-sex marriage licenses with her name, her authorization. And Liberty Counsel worked with the new Kentucky governor, Matt Bevin. And in fact, it was the Kim Davis case that was instrumental, at least in part, in getting Matt Bevin elected because he supported her from the onset. And then the legislature there unanimously passed a religious freedom protection for Kim and for all Kentucky clerks so that they don't have to come down to the decision, do I obey man or do I obey God? This is an opportunity for them to freely exercise their conscience as our Constitution guarantees.
You know, absolutely. And it's been such a privilege to be able to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship with their Good News Clubs. And so many schools, you know, have been having threats with these different atheist clubs and atheist groups trying to take those away. But we have not lost a single case and been able to defend that and keep those Good News Clubs in these schools so that these children can hear the gospel at a young age and hopefully make a difference for eternity.
And we represent a lot of these cases around the country involving Child Evangelism Fellowship. One of them that we won at the litigation level was in Ohio. Child Evangelism Fellowship of Ohio in Cleveland Metropolitan School District. They banned the Good News Clubs from the campus. We, after 3 years of litigation, won that case, entered into a final resolution of it, and the school board ended up having to pay over $100,000 in attorney's fees, which, by the way, the non-donor money that comes in, like attorney's fees as an example, covers the administration and fundraising costs, which means that every dollar that is given literally goes to program. It's not 75 cents on the dollar, some of it going to administration and fundraising. It's 100% on the dollar. And we've been doing that for the last several years. So all of our administration and fundraising costs are actually covered by non-donor income, meaning every dollar that comes in goes directly to program. And by the way, every dollar that comes in between now and the end of the year, we have a challenge grant that will double it as well.
And, you know, speaking of children, we were able to represent that 7-year-old boy in California who was passing out Bible verses and Bible stories to his classmates who were asking for them during lunchtime and after school. And the school sent the deputy to the family's home to warn them not to do that. And we were able to intervene. And now, of course, the children have the freedom to do that. And that was a huge privilege to be able to do that because that family could obviously not afford legal representation, but we were able to do that pro bono and help them.
Yeah, the Zavala family in California, he was attending the Desert Rose Elementary School in California. He wanted to take these Bible verses that his mom was packing in his lunch, and it was just encouraging verses, stories from the Bible for him to read during lunch. When he pulled one out, one of his classmates saw it, wanted to read it, thought it was a great story, wanted to keep it, and then the mom began to do more than one because the son came home, 7-year-old boy came home and said, some of my classmates wanted it. So she wrote more for him. And one of the young girls went to the principal or the teacher and said, this is the most beautiful story she'd ever.
Story of Joseph, wasn't it?
Yeah, the story of Joseph.
Such a moving,
And instead of saying, that's wonderful, they said, that's church and state.
Oh,
you can't do that.
I know.
And eventually sent a police officer to their home. You better stop doing this, otherwise you're going to be in big trouble. Well, we got involved, and the good news is that just before school started, they reversed themselves and allowed the school students, including the young boy, to pass out this literature during his own free time.
And it's that kind of legal counsel that Liberty Counsel provides for school districts and local government bodies around the country, from coast to coast, regarding, for instance, prayer in the open public schools and in meetings. And Liberty Counsel, of course, a big news story in 2016, provided legal counsel to many school districts about Obama's trying to bully school districts unconstitutionally and in violation of the true meaning of Title IX, which defines sex as biological sex, in order to push this LGBT directive, seeking to force schools under penalty of losing federal funding from K through 12 on this gender identity nonsense, boys pretending to be girls, showering alongside girls in the locker rooms and so forth, girls pretending to be boys, invading the privacy of young boys and in their locker rooms and so forth. So Liberty Counsel educated school districts across the country, and this stuff is going all the way up to the United States Supreme Court now.
Yeah, and we actually were featured on CBS Evening News, being at the time in over half of the states of the country, working with schools and cities on these very issues with the so-called bathroom bills or these radical LGBT policies. And then, of course, the case went to the Virginia Supreme Court, one of our cases that I'll argue in 2017 on this same issue in Fairfax County, which is the northern part of Virginia, where the school unlawfully passed this LGBT policy there in that school. So these cases, Matt, are taking place around the country. Liberty Counsel is involved all over the country. We can't even begin to outline all the different cases. What we have in the year-end Liberator is just a sample of some of the many, many cases. And what we're talking about right now are just the legal cases, the court cases. There's many more aspects to Liberty Counsel that we'll talk about.
And not only in the United States, though, but around the world, we have Pastor Scott Lively, who we've been representing, and it would have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for him to have representation against this group called SMUG.
Yeah, Sexual Minorities of Uganda, because he went there in 2002, 2009 and spoke about abortion and homosexuality and got sued by this SMUG organization represented by this public interest law firm located at 666 Broadway in New York.
Funded by George Soros.
Funded by the radical billionaire George Soros. The case has been going on for quite some time. Hundreds and hundreds of pages of legal writing and argument have been produced on our side on this case. So we're waiting for a final judgment on it. So continue to keep that case in your prayer because they're asking for him to be held accountable, if you will, on a brand new theory that indeed he committed crimes against humanity, believe it or not. Crimes against humanity. You would think of that as being war crimes.
I know.
Brutal slaughtering of people. But no, here, because you speak about abortion and homosexuality, that's now a crime against humanity. That's their theory. That's why it's so important that we win this case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. These are just some of the many issues that we've outlined in our year-end Liberator. If you don't have the year-end Liberator, call Liberty Counsel today to get it, or go to lc.org. The phone number is 407-875-1776, or go to lc.org for a year-end contribution. Any contribution between now and December 31 will be doubled.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.